if your organization is going through radical changes, this episode will really help you and your team. Today on Idea Tellers Podcast, we have corporate storyteller and comms guru Patty Sanchez teaching us about using storytelling to help others catch our vision and become part of our mission. We'll study how our teams can adapt your perspective as a leader and bring them aboard your quest.
You need to define your own purpose and values so that you can really clarify, put a fine point on what you offer to people. Story can help you to look back on your career, your previous experience, and write down some stories about pivotal moments when you made a really important decision or you made a big change in your life. And what motivated you to do that? What value were you trying to uphold or achieve? For me, you said it before a few times, empathy.
On minute 9 of the podcast, make sure you hear the 5 church bells describing the 5 stages of the Venter Stage Model from Patty Sanchez. They will help you learn more about how storytelling can help you and your team in change management. Stick around so you can learn how you can convert your team into your own vision. This is Idea Tellers. Hola mi gente, welcome to another edition of Idea Tellers. Today we are back with corporate storyteller and communicator Patty Sanchez. She's an authority in messaging and leadership storytelling as well. So welcome back. Bienvenida.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
Patty is the author of Presenting Virtually, Communicate and Connect with Online Audiences. I must say, I'm fascinated because this is a very round book, because you covered from the empathy side of things to organizing your thoughts, to communicate the message, to creating the message, to deliver as well. So I want to know how to think so thoroughly to create the book, please.
I am nothing if not thorough and methodical. That is to my core. I always want to give people the complete toolkit so that they can be successful on their own. And that's why I organized the book the way that I did, following a workflow. For preparing a virtual presentation, because I wanted everyone to feel like they had a guide at their side, not the sage on the stage, who is helping them through every step.
And thank you for doing that, because the book came in the context of COVID, and yet when I was reading, and you give up the reader a very personal treatment, so the reader gains confidence on telling their story. In my opinion, it says a lot about your style of leadership, and that's empathy. Would you agree with that?
Yes. It's one of the hallmarks of the way I work and the way I try to live as a human being, is to practice empathy and to teach empathy, because I think it is the foundation for effective communication. I think it's the foundation for effective collaboration. I think it just makes life and work better when people understand and respect other people.
And thanks for being that way. We need more examples like yours. Gente, just to let you know, I see Patty Sanchez as one of the world authorities in storytelling, you know? And I feel so honored that she's here with us. So Patty, let's begin with the story itself. What would be your concept about what a story is, please?
Well, a lot of people talk about storytelling. Every TV show I watch, even home design shows, they say, oh, I'm going to tell a story with this design. And I love that. Yet it's different than the way I think about story. To me, story is 3 things. It's a skill. It's our ability to talk about our experiences to other people. It's also a structure. And most importantly, story is a strategy. And I say most importantly, especially for business leaders, for people in organizations that are trying to achieve their goals, story is a way to help you achieve your goals, a way to help people understand what your organization is about, what you're trying to do, and align them with that.
I love it. And when you're talking about the organization, I think there is power in telling a story from the collective point of view. Like, this is what defines us as an organization, and this is the message we want to give to you. It takes a bit of an artist, I think, a strategist, and a little bit of science there as well. And what I've seen in your trajectory is that you've kind of applied all three aspects, especially in the way to deliver a story, a message. And in presenting virtually, I saw that you even tell us how to present, whether it's a pitch or a presentation, in a linear way. You tell us how to do it in a way that is going to keep the audience there. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that, please?
It's hard to keep the audience there, particularly in a virtual presentation, right? Because we have so many distractions around us, and we can have other windows open on our desktops if we're audience members. So the speaker has to draw that audience in, keep them interested, really grab them by the lapels, make them pay attention, but not just make them want to pay attention. And that requires storytelling to make your content more interesting, to take the audience on a journey so that they're not only thinking, but they're feeling too. And that makes them more likely to stay engaged.
When you say taking the audience to a journey, would you say that there should be some continuity, some sort of order in which we present the ideas as well? The reason why I'm saying that is because I've seen very good pitches, and I've seen pitches that are just all over the place, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but I mean good storytelling. Could you tell me a little bit about the flow of ideas and how to make sure that we present it the right way, please?
You need to organize your thoughts before you communicate them. A lot of times people get frustrated when an audience doesn't walk away understanding the right thing, or they just didn't get it. And I fault the speaker for that, because it's your job as a communicator to organize your thoughts in a way first that will make sense to your audience. That's the table stakes. That's the bare minimum for communicating well. Mm-hmm. And it's logic. Point A leads to point B, leads to point C. And story gives you a logical structure as well to organize information by, because every story, a good one that doesn't wander and confuse your audience, has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And in that beginning, you set up a challenge, which, just like in any great story, a hero faces, and the audience is your hero. And then you explain in that middle how to help your audience overcome that challenge. And in the end, you want to summarize. What do they get? What is the ultimate value or outcome that they will achieve when they do things your way, when the ideas that you explain in your talk are working for them, when they embrace those ideas? So it all comes down to a point. Having a clear point that you want to get across to your audience and that you want them to embrace.
Thanks again, Patty. Let me ask you again, there is another model, if you will, of communicating the message, the idea, the story. And it's venture stage. And would you like to tell us about that concept that you created, please?
It's a really amazing process to write Illuminate and to study the kinds of changes that businesses go through and individuals. And what I found in all of the case studies that I read and the research that I did is that change has a structure to it, that everybody experiences it the same way. And it actually breaks down into five stages, this venturescape of change that follows a story structure. So in the beginning of the process of change, it starts when you communicate your vision or your dream. That's the dream stage. And that is where you're articulating the future that you want to create. But your audience is not ready yet to embrace that future. You have to pry their fingers off the status quo, make them want to go into that future with you. And so you need to convince them to leap. into that future with them, with you, which is that second stage of the change journey. And how you communicate makes all the difference in whether they do say yes to help you or not. And then once they do, if you're very persuasive in your case for why that future is so great for them and how it's going to reward them for the risk that they're taking, then they enter the middle stage, the second act of the change story, which is the fight stage. That is when the real change starts to take hold, as people are trying to actually execute on your vision, but they encounter obstacles and challenges and they have to battle them. And you use story and phase of the journey to help people believe that they're capable of overcoming those. And as they do conquer each obstacle, then they climb a little closer to your goal, which is the next stage, which is they're making progress and small win on the path to realizing your vision. And then the final act, the final third act, it contains the arrive stage. That's that fifth stage of the change journey where you realize your goal, or maybe you fall short a little bit of it, but that's the time to acknowledge the process that everyone went through and to tell stories about what you experienced and what you learned so that you can internalize that learning before you go on to your next change effort. So it's a process for describing what change is, this venturescape, but it's also a prescription for using storytelling at each stage of the change journey to give people the emotional support and resources that they need to be able to make it through.
I love it, especially because emotion is what is going to convince and sell. And I love it because you're pretty much building a narrative for the audience to be the hero. It's someone who is able to conquer the obstacles and giving them self-confidence, telling them like, actually, you can achieve your goals through this. There's the Patty Sanchez who has developed these models, if you will. But there is also Patty Sanchez, the one who is very intuitive, at the same time strategic, at the same time very empathetic. Would you describe yourself the same way?
Others have described me that way, and it feels about right. Yeah, thank you. I think those are all qualities that any leader needs, mm-hmm. is they want to influence people to make positive change. You need to be intuitive to be able to sense what people need. As you said earlier, emotion is what actually causes people to change. It makes decisions. We like to believe that we make decisions in our heads, but we actually make decisions in our heart first, and then we rationalize them in our heads. So you have to be able to intuit what people need and give that to them, which takes empathy as well, to want to help people succeed, to want them to find their own reasons to embrace your change. And that also takes strategy. It takes strategic thinking to know where you want to go, where you need to move your audience to, how you want to communicate to achieve the objective you want to achieve.
Lastly, there are people out there in different organizations or in entrepreneurial ventures, if you will, that are transitioning from an operator role to an entrepreneurial role, or from a personal contributor to a decision maker. It is a bit of a challenge to communicate their ideas and visions and decisions with their respective audiences, whether it's the customer or the team itself. And it can be very daunting or overwhelming. What would you tell that new leader, that new manager, that founder that is trying to convey their idea and they don't know that they can do it through story and they don't know how? What would you tell them, please?
You need to think about your audience first and what you want them to do, as I was saying earlier. And so when you want to convince people to back your business or your team to believe in you, you need to start by defining what they will get when you help them, or what they will get from your product or your business. So craft that value proposition to them. If you buy this product, you will achieve. If you follow me as your leader, we will achieve. If you back my business, you will see this is the impact it will make in the world. So always frame what your offer is in terms of how it will benefit your audience. Sometimes, especially if you're starting something new, like starting a business, you also need to know what you stand for. You need to define your own purpose and values so that you can really clarify, put a fine point on what you offer to people. And story can help you to look back on your career, your previous experience, and write down some stories about pivotal moments when you made a really important decision or you made a big change in your life. And what motivated you to do that? What value were you trying to uphold or achieve? And for instance, for me, you said it before a few times, empathy. Empathy is a strong value of mine. And I can think of stories in my previous career experience when I have prioritized meeting the need of an employee over myself as an example of empathy, or of helping somebody who was struggling as an example of empathy. And when I remind myself of those experiences, I reinforce that that's an important value to me. And then that becomes a value that I can offer to others if it's important to them too.
Wow. Thank you once again, Patty Sanchez. That was the author of Presenting Virtually, Communicate and Connect with Online Audiences. Thank you once again, Patty, for being here with us.
Thank you. I love the conversation.
And you're invited to come back anytime to our podcast, okay?
I'm counting on it.
Perfect. This is Idea Tellers.